And I was raised to sing an American song.
Welcome to the Bull Gap Journal. This is Robert Bob Holmes, Sylacauga, Alabama native, proud veteran, and a community citizen at large. On the Bull Gap Journal, we talk about life, leadership, and common sense. Today, I've got a very, very special guest with me, Austin Edwards from Chicago, Illinois. Austin met several days ago as Austin came down to perform his country music at a festival for Dovetail Landing, which is a Veterans Resiliency and Recovery Center up in Lincoln, Alabama. Well, I got to know Austin, began to unpack his bio and some things he had done. Some of you may recognize Austin from his time at on stage with America's Got Talent, where he was the first place runner-up. And so, Austin, welcome to, you're not in Sylacauga, Alabama, but welcome to Sylacauga, partner.
I feel like I'm with you, General. How are you today?
I'm doing great, and I just want folks to know how much I appreciate you and getting to know you over the last few weeks and what you represent and stand for. Now, interesting here, you know, I've introduced Austin as a country singer, and some of you may have heard some of his stuff. He's even taken the stage with Blake Shelton on occasion. So you may remember me there, but in his other part of his segmented life, he's the chief of police of a major crimes task force in Chicagoland. And I understand that that keeps you quite busy.
Unfortunately, there's never a shortage of work, General.
Yeah, well, that's a true statement. So not to talk politics today, but I know exactly what you mean. Austin is a veteran as well. Looking at the life that he is living and has lived, very young was, I think, probably it was in your roots to be to serve. You did serve in the Air Force, as I recall, air policeman at that time, or security forces members, as they call it now, and then you came on into your community and still serving. So. So talking about this thread that runs in your fabric about serving people, just tell me what that means to you.
Well, it started out in our bloodline from my great-great-great-grandfather. And then everyone has served ever since. And so for me growing up, it was pretty normal. Like there wasn't a lot of talk about college. There was talk about high school, military, then college. But it was instilled at a very young age that that the first thing that you do is you serve. You serve right. Your country, you serve the people of the country, and you do your part to give yourself to the freedoms that you enjoy. And ensure that people later down the road get to enjoy those same freedoms.
Absolutely.
After the military, I found my way right back into law enforcement, just like my father before me did as well. When he came back from Vietnam, he found his way into law enforcement. And so I kind of grew up with that.
Yep.
And I understood it. I knew what that life was like. And I knew I had a better understanding of the sacrifices that law enforcement would ultimately demand from me, more than someone who had not grown up in that environment. And so I was blessed with that, but certainly willing to take on that sacrifice as well. And so I made that decision to follow and my father's footsteps, as did my older brother. He did the same. And so between the two of us, we have many decades of law enforcement now underneath us. So,
and you know, good on you for that. So it's not hard to see. And for me personally, in meeting you and getting to know you, I can see that servant leadership, living to serve, just seems to be an element of Austin Edwards. And so let me, I went to your website. I'm trolling you here and finding out everything I can about Austin. And it says, Austin is following his dream to live his life through music. Austin Edwards says, I've experienced ups, downs, gains, and losses, as we all have. Some small, some immeasurable. I write and perform songs about those moments. Now, some of you may have heard, our normal intro music here on the Bull Gap Journal. Today, we're replacing it with the music you heard is a ride from Austin's song, The American Song. So, Austin, let's begin to unpack how you live and serve and provide, capture these moments in life and what music means to you.
Well, music always became a way for me to heal. When I was younger, my mother, she was diagnosed with cancer. And that was a fight, unfortunately, that she couldn't win. And she played piano. My dad played guitar. And together they could harmonize and sing and play together. Amazing. I wish I could just go back for 5 minutes and hear that again. But I grew up with music being not only celebratory, but as a healing mechanism as well. And as my mom was fighting cancer, she still played that piano and my dad still played that guitar and they still sang together. And we would all gather around and listen to them. And so I learned at a very young age that music wasn't just to keep you moving and celebrate. It was, there were messages in music and that there was healing in music. And in my life, when I found my low moments, I instead of turning the radio on, I picked up a guitar. And I started writing my own feelings. And I realized that most of us share very similar feelings. Most people don't talk about them. Most people try to keep those innermost thoughts as private as they can. And a songwriter figures out a way to put those out. And in a sense, that's them telling their story, but still sharing that their story also can mean so much more to someone else, you know?
Sure. So what I heard there is that the music and the melody is one thing, but actually writing the emotion, writing the feeling, writing the experience is an outlet that you need personally. In order to dig deep, get down to the roots of your soul, to keep on going. Is that right?
Absolutely. My father passed in 2012. Unfortunately, he got Agent Orange when he was in Vietnam and it set into his lungs and he lost that battle. But the last thing that my father said to me, he reached out and grabbed my hand before he passed. And he made me promise him that I would never let music out of my heart. Mm-hmm. And that if I continued music, that I would always keep him alive. And I did that. I kept music alive in my heart and I kept music alive with everyone around me the best that I can. And, I will keep my promise until I'm no longer breathing, and then I'll make my son promise me the same. So
as you've, what I'm thinking is, and it's so true, you know, I'm not very musically inclined personally, but I'm musically inclined because I find the escape in music. I've been in some strange places and sometimes I just had to put the music on, in order to, you know, come back to a place to I mean, even in the middle of Afghanistan in 2001, I there were quiet times I just had to go find music to listen to, you know. So I get it. But I deeply respect folks like you who can write it and sing it and touch other people's lives. I mean, that to me is such a huge gift. And I personally, you know, look at you and I say, man, what a gift. So as I've come to know you, you do this for other people. There's a part of it that you do it for you. I understand. But I think what I see, and I'm going to ask you to tell me if I'm wrong. I think there's a part of you that just wants to give this to other people.
Yeah. I'm a pleaser by heart, you know, and, it's an amazing feeling to be able to share with someone else and have them walk away thinking, yeah, man, I literally took a journey with that guy. Right. So that's the best compliment that a songwriter can ever get, is to have somebody come up and just be like, man, that song just took me on a journey, yeah, you know, and that means that you did something right. And I just got to make sure that when I write a song, I take them on the right journey.
Yeah. Right?
So,
well, I just a case in point, here in the last few days after Austin's visit, with Dovetail Landing, up in Lincoln, Alabama, walked away from that. And within 24 to 48 hours, you had already written a song, called The Healing Ground, based on what you saw that Dovetail Landing could mean to veterans and their families and people that were in need, some in need of deep healing. That then inspired you. It's an incredible, I've been blessed to hear the song, and it's a rough cut version. And I'll tell you, it's powerful. So the fact that you can do that, you know, is really such a gift. And, you know, as we opened up with, some of Austin's, music from The American Song, which some of you may have seen, on social media, on YouTube channel, if we can produce it, we may get part of The Healing Ground on the outro for this version. I mean, for this episode of the Bull Gap Journal. So, you live in two worlds in a sense. I mean, it's all the same Austin world, but, you've got two segments there. There's the music chamber, and then there's the law enforcement, area of your life, especially as you go into communities and provide much needed protection and reassurance of people in those communities, particularly when it comes to major crimes. How do you balance that?
It's very difficult to balance. For many years, I put a whole lot of time in working homicides, and I put a lot of time on the books rather than cashing out on the paycheck. So, thankfully that was a good decision for me, because it put time on the books that I can take time as I need time. It is a difficult balancing act for sure. You know, there's a third component of this too, and that's, I'm a very proud daddy. And, so you have to find that mix of time that you can try to balance, not just two of them, but three of them. And, you know, obviously my children are more important than anything in this world. Yeah. But thankfully they understand, what I do for work, and they also understand what I do in music. And, to have them be a part of that and believe in their daddy is an amazing feeling. So yeah, it, certainly helps with the balancing act when I'm away and I'm missing them, and we're on the road and doing music. I sure wish that I could just have them with me and
sure,
have that part of the balancing act be a little bit easier, you know. But yeah, but it works out, you know.
Well, I know. Yeah, so, several days ago, I remember, you know, right after we met here in Alabama, I had called you, and you were, you one, were polite enough to take my call out of the clear blue, even
I was honored and blessed to take your call, General.
But I was so impressed in that you were heading to the playground with your daughter. So that I just, you know, I could see that happening, and I enjoyed virtually. I enjoyed that moment. So I really appreciate your, you know, what you do there. So,
well, thank you.
As we look at the service perspective of folks that still want to make a difference in bringing this conversation, our conversation today, to a close, what would you offer to someone who may be in need right now of something to push them closer in their lives to purpose and value and making a difference? What would you say to them?
Well, I'll try to make this quick, but 1982.
Take all the time you need. We're not up against a broadcast schedule here, so.
Okay. 1982, I quit believing in God. There was nobody on this earth that could explain to me that an amazing good God could take a six-year-old mommy or six-year-old's mommy away. I lost all of my faith, and unfortunately, I lived most of my adult life questioning all of that. And it wasn't until 2012 that I truly found my way back to God. And in that time, and since that time, my life has completely changed. And I have now accepted my faith as the biggest part of my heart and soul. And I try to live my life the best that I can around it and through it and with it. And so my best advice is to lean on God and to cast all of those doubts and fears that you have trying to move forward. And I don't care if it's seeking help. I don't care if it's wanting to serve others. I don't care if it's wanting to serve your own family. Serve God first. He will serve everybody else for you, and he will put you on the path that you need to find to get what you need done and to ultimately complete his plan for you. And it took me a long time to come up with that understanding of that's how it works. And there was a lot of time that I doubted it. My best advice to anyone ever will always be, go through God, go through Christ, and find everything that you need through him, and it will come to you. Promise.
Austin, I appreciate that, really. I mean, we all wrestle with angels, and we wrestle with demons. You know, those are the things that come Amen. To us sometimes in the middle of the night. And so, if knowing you in the short time that I've had the pleasure and the honor of knowing you, I know that that is very heartfelt, and I really appreciate your sharing that with all of the folks here that are watching the Bull Gap Journal today. I've got to end.
It truly is, General. And oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, go ahead. No, go ahead.
I was just going to say it truly is a heartfelt statement and belief. The night that we met at the combat dinner, when I left there, I went back and I sat out and I just looked at this huge open field where the festivities were going to take place the next day. And I realized that, you know, that's where healing ground came from, right? As I looked out at that just open field, and I realized that all the people that were going to be walking on that field are going to be healing. And some of them couldn't walk. Some of them were in a wheelchair, and they were rolling across that field. And, you know, those are the moments that you realize what music is and who it's for. It's not just for me. And, you know, Dovetail's own Shannon Bird, who had never written a song in her life, became a part of a songwriting moment and became a songwriter overnight. And she literally did an amazing job. I was blown away. And those are the moments where you look at somebody that comes completely out of their comfort zone to push forward. And she believed in the cause enough that she came out of her comfort zone and she became a songwriter in one night. And
that is so important.
Healing Ground wouldn't be Healing Ground without Shannon Bird. So
yeah, well, I appreciate, and she's going to appreciate her saying that as well. Yeah, we're going to make sure she gets to see this video pod and we'll have her own up to her new career as a songwriter. So
that's right. That's right.
And it is about getting all of us out of our comfort zones, you know, every one of us. I just yesterday was working with a group and we discussed your life really begins once you get out of your comfort zone. So
that is a truism, Austin,
General. I just want to say thank you. And I have a feeling all of the folks watching our conversation are saying thank you. I've got to end it with this, and I've told you this. It's really an honor and for me to be able to call you a friend. And I just want you to know that. And I respect what you're doing. I respect your life and your service. So I want to thank you for being part of the Bull Gap Journal today. Likewise, tell us your –
just as honored folks to call you my friend.
Yeah, thanks. Give us your website real quick. So if folks want to go hear some of your music or read more about you.
Sure. It's www.austinedwardsmusic.com and Austin Edwards Music on all the socials. So
great. Okay. Good deal. Well, we're going to be looking forward for more good times together, more music together. I really appreciate your music and I want people to know that. We may even, like I said, be able to close out this production once we get it back into Michael Giddens' hands to get part of Healing Ground here as the outro for this episode.
That'd be amazing.
Well, that's it for today on the Bull Gap Journal here in the Radio Alabama studios in Sylacauga, Alabama. The Bull Gap Journal is an award-winning public service broadcast production here in Alabama, and we just appreciate all of you folks who listen in or watch and join us on the Bull Gap Journal as we talk about life, leadership, and common sense. If you like what you've heard, if you like what you've seen, go to radioalabama.net/bullgap.
On these healing